Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The movies are back, baby. And if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
This week on the pod, we talk about complaints.
And Meatball is like angry.
I was angry today, but I'm calmed down now that we've spoken. So please call in with your very own complaints next week, but make them fun and short. 1 minute.
That's right. And do you ever find yourself in a YouTube hole looking up Bigfoot, Chupacabra, Loch Ness Monster?
Oh, or, yeah. Tell us your favorite conspiracy theory.
You have to be gay in order to be in the industry. That one's not real, though. But also...
But is that gay? Also,
is that gay?
Send us stuff. Wow, we really have a lot of requests. Send us stuff, and we'll tell you if it's gay or not.
Yeah, and send us money.
I love money.
All right. Enjoy the show.
Wait, is this a Tuesday episode?
It is.
Oh, it's my birthday today. Send me money. Goodbye.
Oh.
Forever Dog.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us. Sloppy seconds.
Oh, Diva. Our number is 1353609180. I almost forgot the number. Our email is sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. Now on with the show. How you slapped you, stupid little fuck you, nice little fuck you, dirty little fuck you, stupid little fuck you, nice little fuck you, dirty little fuck. It's Meatball and Big Dipper. Welcome to Big Dipper and Meatball. Sloppy seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. I'm Meatball, and that's Big Dipper.
Meatball, tell us what's going on. You went to the
Mama, I'm mad. Okay, whoever stole my wallet at Exposure Drag 3 weeks ago, you've really fucked up my whole life. Because my vaccination card was in there.
Oh.
All three of my credit cards were in there. And my two credit cards, one debit card were in there. I had to get it all replaced. That stuff all takes 2 weeks to get replaced. My driver's license.
Oh.
That takes 60 days to replace.
Really?
60 days from the time that you order it. To when you get it, they say 30 to 60 days. So I didn't have it. And I was supposed to be on a flight today to San Francisco for reparations, which went really, this will come out after that, but it was a great show. We had a wonderful time.
Wow, I saw the clips online. You definitely didn't fall. You surely knew your words, and you didn't throw up on those people in the front row.
Listen, two of those are true.
Listen, fuck the DMV for 60 days. Fuck that person who stole your wallet. Do you not have a passport?
I have an expired passport.
Okay.
Because.
That tracks. That tracks for you.
That tracks, doesn't it? Because guess when it expired?
You have a vanity license plate and an expired passport.
And it is expired. So here's the thing. Everyone's like, yeah, you can fly. Tons of times people leave their IDs at home, blah, 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 blah. They'll let you fly. They ask you extra questions. I got on the phone with Southwest because this is not a flight that I purchased for myself. Someone else paid for it. I got on the phone with Southwest.
Because otherwise you would have been Diamond Dave.
Yeah, and I was powering through. I was just literally like, who's your supervisor? And now, who is your supervisor? Who is your supervisor? Because I'm trying to make sure that I can get on this flight. And right. I've been doing it for like 2 days trying to talk to someone. So finally, they called me back today. And they're like, yeah, we're just going to do a quick like test and see if you are who you are. And I was like, cool. So I answered all these questions.
Was it a math test?
Yeah, it was numbers. No, they answered all these questions. I got some of them wrong. About myself. So they were like, we can't identify who you are. So
oh, were they the kind of questions where they were like, please identify which of the following addresses you've lived at in your life? And they list like
but
10
it was,
questions.
Which one do I currently live at? And so on my driver's license, I have a picture of it. It has my current address on my driver's license. My car is registered to my current address. What they have in the system at the DMV, because I went to the DMV this morning to scream at them about it, is my old address from downtown.
Wait. So,
but on the driver's license, it is my current address. So I was answering the questions wrong because the DMV done fucked up drag.
So you said, I'm going to be J-Lo today. I'm going to go down to this DMV and let's get loud!
And I did. You should have seen me trying to talk to this man calmly because he was like, first of all, I get it. I've worked service jobs. I've worked jobs where you have to talk to people. I have not worked at the DMV.
Are we really on the podcast talking about the problem with the DMV is...
No, this is a bigger problem. This is a larger problem.
Tell me.
Because it happens to me all the time. And I'm tired of it. And I don't care anymore. And this is for everybody who has a job.
This is for everybody who has a job?
If your job is to talk to me...
Oh, you better know how to talk.
No, you better not be talking to the person sitting next to you. When I walk up to the window, and I will let you finish your conversation, I will stand there politely. But if you ask me a question and then turn to the person next to you and start talking to them while I'm saying, like, yeah, my address is, but, oh, okay, wait. Are you listening to me or are you not listening to me?
Ooh.
You're talking to that person.
To me?
To me, that's fucking rude. If I go to a Starbucks and you ask me my order, or I walk up and you're finishing a conversation, feel free, finish the conversation. But mid-order, don't turn your head and start talking to your friend that you, your coworker again. If it's just about your personal life, like I want it over as fast as you do. I don't want to be there.
My God. Okay, so what?
So
what
he kept turning his head, talking to the other person. So finally, I was like, I'm sorry. Can we just, I'm in a rush. I'm trying to get on a plane, and I can't now because something is wrong with the system. And he was like, well, did you fill out a form? And I was like, I filled out a form. I did it all online. I've already paid for it 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So why am I in here? And it's saying that the address is wrong. And he was like, well, my address here. And then I pulled out my fucking phone. Oh my God, I'm so mad. And I showed him a picture of the ID because he kept calling me a liar.
Oh,
and I said,
and you were like,
here's
the
picture
ID.
Of the ID in question. And it has my current address on it.
And what he did like, he say?
He was well, like, he goes, well, that's
Photoshop?
Not what's in the system. I don't know what to do. And I was like, can't you change it? And he was like, I can't now. And I go, what do you mean you can't change it now? The whole reason for me coming here today was to fix this issue.
Oh, he was
and
like,
then he couldn't do it.
Your ID is already being processed with that old address on it, so he couldn't change it?
I guess so.
Girl.
So I couldn't get on the plane, so now I have to wake up early tomorrow and drive to San Francisco. I could have driven today, but then I hate driving at night. It would have been a whole deal, like leaving in the middle of the day. So I'm waking up at like 6 a.m., maybe 4 a.m., and heading on out to San Francisco so I can be there at 11 o'clock.
I hope you get your reparations.
And then I can do my rehearsal, and then I can do my number. Because it's going to be, I hate flying in or driving in on the same day as a show. It's not for me. It's not my favorite thing to do in the
world.
You're
going to be angry when I see you on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. And then guess what? Because I am not flying, I am leaving reparations. Probably going to leave San Francisco at like 6 or 7 in the morning again, drive down to LA so that I can unpack my car.
I would please ask you, I know where this is all happening in the future. Wouldn't this be so sad if you died on the car ride coming back and this was the time
capsule? Who would you replace me with?
Who would play you?
Who would play me?
who would
Jordan
I replace
Peele.
You with? I guess it would be Quick.
It'd have to be fast.
It needs to be a person who's like not responsible.
Is it because I'm not responsible? Or because,
this is what I'm saying. Oh, okay. I need to like counter the energy.
Who's as messy as I am? Old Abora, back before she like got normal.
All I'm saying is don't drink so much on Friday night so that you can drive. Here's what. It's going to be, you're going to have an amazing show.
It's also infuriating because I also don't get to go hang out with Nikki Jizz the day before the show. So what I'm going to get there and just like see them at the show and be like, this is our time to hang out and be friends.
Right. All I'm saying is it's going to be a nightmare for that period of time. But do be safe, and then you can really turn up and harass all the go-go boys at Barracuda on Saturday.
I'm going to so aggressively grab dicks at Barracuda.
After you ask everyone for their consent.
Yes, absolutely. Why would I? I did a stand-up show.
Okay, thank you. No problem. Thank you for answering.
I did a stand-up show yesterday. 2 days ago?
Turn the beat around. How was it?
You know, it wasn't my finest work, but I was okay.
But you were on a bill with people who do it very professionally.
Yes, very professionally. I think that also made me very nervous, and I opted to not get, like, drunk before I went on stage, which was maybe not the best decision because I'm normally drunk when I'm on stage. It, like, changed the dynamic.
So this is something, there was a period of time when I was debating whether or not I was going to try doing stand-up more. I occasionally will get booked for a show, and I'll do, like, a few jokes and then a song. Like, do a funny song, a few jokes, funny song, do a joke, and then do a funny song. Crowd work, you know? I love crowd work. And I was considering doing it, and I realized, like, you really have to be specific for that drive because the only way to exercise that muscle is like open mic nights constantly. Anytime you can get up and tell jokes, do it because there's a comfort and ease. You have to be good at writing jokes. You have to be good at delivering jokes, but you also have to be good at just being up there and letting it happen. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I'm too busy. And I don't want to be a stand-up comedian. I like being a performer. So in my mind, I was like, I'm too busy to dedicate the proper amount of hours of going to open mics and trying jokes and doing that. It's like, I'll just do it if someone asks, which I think is kind of your situation. It's like, people book you for these things, so you get up and you entertain. But it's not necessarily
like... stand-up.
What do you think about?
I literally just tell horrifying stories.
You go, what else? What else? What else? Here's something. Parking on the street. All of your stand-ups are like, here's something. I saw a TikTok.
I saw a TikTok about racism. Thoughts on that, everybody? I will say it was a pretty black lineup in an all-white room. Okay, it wasn't all white, but there was a lot of white people there. What? I feel like there's just like a lot of white people everywhere I go these days.
Yeah, these days? I would say
just all the time.
All the time these days. All right, well, let's take a quick break.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back.
Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including headliners like Bombas, Elf Cosmetics, and Hotels.com.
Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals.
During Big Give Week, May 6th through May 13th, the cashback rates are even bigger with Rakuten. But only for a limited time.
You can save on everything you need for summer like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel.
And Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account, or they can send you a check.
Rakuten really is the best way to shop.
Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost.
That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these.
Go to Rakuten.com. rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app.
R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
Shoppers get it.
Rakuten. I'm sorry if you feel like I'm telling you that you shouldn't talk to people when you're at work, but I don't know. When I worked at J. Crew, we would get in trouble for talking to other sales members. That's all I'm saying.
I have something so minor compared to your actual ordeal. I ordered pizza the other night, and I accidentally ordered pizza from a place that was a little bit further away. Like, I could have ordered pizza from a place in Highland Park, which is a 10-minute drive, or Eagle Rock, 15 minutes. But I accidentally ordered pizza from a further location, which was a 20-minute drive. Mm-hmm. And so when the pizza was ready, I was so hungry because it took a little longer than I had expected. And I'm on the app watching the car go.
Mm-hmm.
And the car was driving along not the highway, but what's the road they call right next to the highway?
The byway, baby. I don't know, the side street?
No, but you know what I mean. The parkway or like the, yeah, whatever it is. Like, it's a real road because I know where they were coming from, Pasadena.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching the car and I'm watching it on the map and I'm going, get on the fucking highway. And they kept not getting on the entrance to the road. And I was like, get on the highway, get on the highway. And then they turned a different direction. And I went and I looked and I was like, oh, do they have another delivery to make? No, they didn't. Then they stopped the car, and I'm like, okay, maybe they're getting gas. Like, I don't know what they're doing, but I was so focused on, like, these apps just fuck with your brain. I looked at it, and it was, like, 14 minutes, and I'm like, amazing. But that would have been 14 minutes if they just got on the highway and drove straight to my house. So they didn't get on the highway. So then I sent a message, and was like, and I lied through my teeth. I was like, hey, is everything all right? Your car seems stalled out at the restaurant, but it says you're driving to me. Is there a problem? I was like so hungry. And of course, you know, there was no tone in that text message. And they just responded on the way. And I wrote, okay. And then I like watched and like slowly the car started moving again. And then when they pulled up, it was like, you know how people do it at night, like as friends or couples or whatever?
Yeah.
One person will drive and the other person will run the food and they just keep each other company. So when they pulled up, I opened my window and I looked out and I saw the driver get out, look around in the street, put a cigarette in his mouth, light it, and start smoking. And I'm thinking, are you fucking kidding me? Are you going to sit out there and smoke a cigarette before you run my food up?
That's so annoying.
But then there was a knock. But then there was a knock on the door, and so he was just taking his opportunity. But I was so, you know, when you're just in the mood, you know this mood very well. You're just
in
the mood to be enraged. I was so ready to be like, this food smells like cigarettes. You were smoking in the car, like this whole thing. And then meanwhile, it was like he was being very conscious and like smoking outside of the car. And she ran the food up and she was like, here's your pizza. I hope you enjoy it. She was like really nice, yelled through the door. And I was like, thank you.
Oh my God. Wait, okay. One, I'm there. But also, did we take a break? Because I have more stuff to complain about.
Well, let's keep talking. Is this the complaint? I'll add the break in later. And then I have something fun to show you.
Okay. A complaint. Last night, we ordered.
Complaint.
This is a complaining episode. We ordered food from a non-vegan restaurant, but we ordered it vegan or whatever. And everything was fine.
You're setting
and
yourself
then,
up there.
Yeah, I know. And then Michael, who is intolerant to shrimp, takes a bite into his fucking Massaman curry into a shrimp tail. Just right into the shrimp tail. And it, like, talk about piss. Because he was like, well, my night's ruined. Like, if I ate any amount of shrimp, it's over.
Was it just one or the whole thing was full
of
shrimps?
No, it was just one. Like, it had cross-contaminated, so it wasn't that bad. But it was also just the tail, which we were both like, ew, did someone eat the other part of the shrimp?
That's very Cinnamon Toast Crunch shrimp tail.
Yeah. And so then we called the restaurant, and the guy was just like, yeah, I can refund it for you. Sorry. You know, when we get busy, it happens all the time. And we were both like, that's not something you don't say that happens all the time.
Yeah, you don't say it happens all the time. Flip side, you know, just go to the vegan restaurant. I did something cool for my parents last night, which was for Mother's Day, which was a long time ago, my sister and I basically figured out a way to get my mom a massage and dinner, but the dinner never happened because my parents live in a small town now, and the restaurant that they wanted to, that I thought they should eat at, because they always talk about how great it is, like, didn't do to-go orders at the time. I basically wanted her to get the massage and then just, like, sit on the couch at the house and have food from a nice restaurant up here, and it'd be, like, this, like, nice moment. And so my dad was going to help orchestrate that, and he was like, yeah, the chef said they're too busy to do to-go orders, which is, like, kind of, like, dope. Like,
you're so busy that
you're, like, go off, but also it's, like, y'all are expensive. You could slap a $20 delivery charge on here. Like, you could make good money doing this. Anyhow, my dad, I thought he was being slicker than he was. He was updating me and he was like, hey, we finally got a reservation at the restaurant and we're going there tonight. And I missed his phone call, but he had left me a voicemail. And so I saw the voicemail. So I called the restaurant and I was like, do you see two old people having a dinner on the patio? And they were like, yeah. There's a man in a Hawaiian shirt. And I was like, yep, that's him. And I was like, can I give you my credit card number? And I paid for their meal over the phone while they were eating. And then, and according to my father, that was not, he was just calling to let me know that it finally happened and I could like send him money later. Cause you know, like it wasn't a surprise that I was going to pay for it, but it was sort of going to be retroactively. And then they called me and my mom was like, it was the coolest thing. This waitress came over and said, a gentleman has taken care of your order for you. He called on the phone and they it took them a while to even realize that it was me. They had no, like that had never, she was like, it's a beautiful day. And this house just, I've never had, and my dad's like, I think she's crying. Like there was, I think it just turned out to be like a really, like a much more impactful gesture
than
I had
thought.
But that was sort of a cool moment.
Well, how was that a complaint?
Oh, you wanted me to complain?
Oh, I no, I guess we could talk about some
I was saying you had a bad restaurant experience and I had a great restaurant experience.
Oh, okay. That sounds lovely.
Complaints.
I guess we should. That's such a negative thing to do. Let's do some positives.
Yeah, I like to keep it positive. Speaking of, I just got a positive package in the mail today from
Zero Waste Daniel!
Yes! So, shall
what did
I,
you order?
I didn't order. This is a gift for both of us. What do you mean?
Is it the little flowers?
Big Dipper and Meatball. Thank you for your hospitality. I really enjoyed our sloppy seconds. Much love, Daniel!
Oh, it's so cute. It's a little heart made
it
out of...
It looks like the earth.
Scraps that it's made out of the earth. Oh. It looks like the earth.
Garmin!
Oh my god, his stuff is so expensive. I can't wait.
Garmin!
Oh, it's so cute. Okay, it's a t-shirt. It's got a little leopard print moment on it. It's
yeah,
got a
it
little
has
bit,
like a
it's
strip.
A bunch of different patterns.
Shorts!
Look at them short. Well, those are clearly for you. You love a short.
These are so
those are really
nice.
Cute. Okay, so they're like a jersey, black jersey short, and then it's got strips of color
Diva.
Down the side. Oh, that is okay. It's a blue shirt with some sparkly stripe. Oh my! I don't know how to describe it. You need to go look at his stuff because there's
two
pairs of shorts,
t-shirt and short matchies.
They're matchy.
There's a
Do you want the blue
and a
or
black
the black?
One. So we're gonna have to figure out who gets.
We're gonna
what,
have to model.
They
are so
nice.
Cute. That's so nice.
This is so lovely. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
I was very happy when this arrived today.
I'm happy that it arrived too. Nothing else in the box?
Yeah, there's no packing things, you know, zero waste.
Zero waste, baby. Well, see, that turned it around for me. That made me feel good.
Oh, that turned your beat around?
Turn the beat around.
I did want to ask you.
Perfection.
Love to hear percussion.
Oh, I thought it was love to feel perfection.
Just feel it?
I love to feel the perfection.
Do you like conspiracy theories?
Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely.
What about when they like skew? Because I know we've talked about this. What about when they skew to the sci-fi?
Like what? Like aliens?
Well, I love the idea of Bigfoot.
Uh-huh.
I love the idea of like Loch Ness Monster. Like I love the idea of these like amazing sort of like organic creatures and like secrets that we have never really interacted with.
Love secrets.
Secrets. They are fun.
They are so fun. I love a secret.
So I love that. And then like I enjoy the idea of like I got abducted by aliens and this was my experience. Like I will go down that rabbit hole with anyone. Like I would love to hear someone's story about that. And I was just thinking about that because like I will just go on these like YouTube tears where I'm just like, oh, there's the sea monster. There's the Bigfoot. There's the government controlling me. But the reason I brought this up is because I sent you that TikTok. Did you see that TikTok? The TikTok I sent you of the guy, he's like sitting in the barber chair and he's basically talking about like how you can't become famous unless you become gay in Hollywood.
I'll watch it right now. How long is it?
It's, 40 seconds. What's the thesis statement of what that video is saying?
He's saying that the only way that you get famous in the industry is if you do gay shit with people that are higher up than you that are gay. Like, in all of the photos that were used, who was that was there?
It was showing, like, Diddy at a white party where everyone's wearing white, and it was, like, the cult, they all wear white. And it's like, well, that's a theme party.
It's a theme party, and he's like, you'll get invited to parties where there's no women, it's just a sausage party. He was saying that not everyone even gets to get invited to those parties because some people, they'll send a stylist to come test you out and see if you're a little bit gay.
Right. Touch on you a little bit. And if you're like, nah, bro, then they're like, well, he's not going to turn. So we can't.
I don't know. I don't think that that's true.
Neither. Gay people running things?
I think in the arts, everyone's a little touchy.
Tom Cruise.
Now that's a fag.
John Travolta's.
A huge fag.
I love looking at the gossip articles about John Travolta picking people up at Planet Fitness at 3 a.m. in the sauna in the steam room.
With a wig on or without?
It's like documented. Like photos of him like talking to a guy and then the guy being interviewed and he was like, oh yeah, he tried to like touch me in the sauna.
It's John Travolta. See, at that point, I guess. Oh, is he in Scientology?
Yeah, girl, they all are. It's like, okay, you just have to do the Priyanka thing and just be gay.
Just be gay.
Because if you had to be gay.
If you had to be gay. Let me put myself in a faggot mind space.
If you had to be gay. If you, to me.
If you.
To be gay.
Had to be gay.
You are gay. If you had to be gay to become famous.
Is Tamisha Amon gay?
She found out she was gay later. After she was a father.
Okay. If I had to be gay.
In order to like be in the industry, like what about all these
there'd
people?
There'd be a lot more gay guys.
There's so many gay people just trying to be in the industry, but bliss is not that good.
Well, it's used. I think what he's saying is that
they want unused virgin.
They want straight men so that they'll have the women fawning over them, or they want to be straight presenting.
Right, and just have to like,
and then let them they just have to suck P. Diddy's dick. Yeah,
girl.
I don't believe that it's true because I saw a video a long time ago of Jay-Z.
I saw a video
sitting next to a man getting a blowjob. Oh wait, is that gay?
Wait, what?
There's a video of Jay-Z. Like they're like in a recording studio, and someone's getting a blowjob, and Jay-Z is like just sitting in the chair next to him, like, oh.
What?
And that's not gay. Is it?
Is it gay?
Is it gay?
Is this gay?
I don't know if I'm gay anymore.
All right.
Like, okay, here's a real question. What is being gay anymore? Like, what does that mean anymore?
We need to get a fucking 17-year-old on here who
Because I need a 17-year-old to tell me what being gay is, because I guess I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah. Is being gay going to Target?
I don't think they like Target. Here's one thing I know that we're all
I saw
over.
A video of Icon and Queen Brittany Broski for the gays eating a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Is that gay?
Wait, what?
Yeah, boldly on her YouTube video.
That's
thought we don't do that.
We're too far. It's like that's too well known now. Like even Trisha Paytas doesn't eat there anymore. Or if she does, she's not putting it on socials.
Well, she's gay.
Trisha?
Right?
No, I don't know what she is.
I thought she was a gay man.
She's, you know, I'm not going to label it because I don't know.
Well, let's take
we'll
a break and find
right
out
after this
if
break.
We're gay.
Are we gay?
Okay, Meatball has provided.
I have provided.
Voicemails.
There's three of them this week. There's three voicemails. Y'all, listen, I'm sorry if this is a low energy episode. I'm angry.
It's not. I was going to comment that this is one of our best episodes.
You say that every time.
Let's see if this person is gay.
Hi, Big Dipper. Hi, Meatball. Huge fan of the podcast, and I just want to let you know I'm listening to the new episode, and I have to tell you, as somebody who has actually been squirted in the face, I know it's a little it's not pee, I'm pretty sure. When I got squirted, I'm pretty sure it did not come out of a woman's urethra. I can't identify as I didn't put on the slab or analyze it. I am no doctor.
Not on the slab.
I tried my best to figure it out in the moment, but I was a little shocked. I hope you guys really appreciate the information, and I don't know why everyone keeps calling in the car like I am. I hope you guys have a nice rest of your day. Bye!
Bye! Not them saying, I hope you appreciate the information. You didn't provide any. You said,
he said it wasn't pee. Or they said it wasn't.
What they said is, I'm pretty sure it's not pee. That's not information.
What I don't understand is why no one knows what it is. Like, oh, is it because no one's run tests? Probably. Like the doctor
said.
No
one's put it on the slab.
No one's put it on the slab. No one's cared.
Here's what I want to do moving forward. You need to call us with your questions of whether or not something is gay, and we will be the judge.
Yes. That's really good.
Let us be the judge. Is this gay? Starting next week, our new segment, Is This Gay? And we want to hear from you. Is this gay or not?
Oh, my God. Yes. And then those are ones that we can play with a guest when things get uncomfortable.
Is this gay? I also think you let the guests off early on the hook too much. That's not what I'm going to say. I think you go... You seem like someone who wouldn't want to talk about your personal life, so let's play a voicemail. Girl, let them fester a little bit. They get to say yes or no.
I don't like looking at their face on the Zoom when it starts to cringe. When they start to go, well, you can't see, but
well,
they go from
me. Well, that happens when you do the intro.
No, I get all smiles, baby. I get all smiles, and
baby,
then they
I don't
hold
know
up.
What you're talking about. They hit my notes.
They love my notes.
All right, here's the next one.
Hey, Big Dip. Hey, Meatball. This is Riley from Houston, and I just wanted to let you know that I'm drinking a McDonald's Sprite. I had to see what the hype is about. And why is it spicy?
Now, I think that may be Riley, one of the contestants from Win a Date with Big Dipper.
Really? Was there a Riley?
There was. I think his name was... Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
He was the one you liked who we thought had bloody head, but it was just his haircut?
Yes.
Was his name Riley?
I don't know. I know his... Oh, my phone's dead now, so I can't look.
You see what I'm talking about? How it tracks that your passport is expired? You're sitting at a console with a computer charge and a microphone and ring light. Why don't you have a charger just right here plugged in? This is when I charge my phone.
Okay. Well, it's just over here. Look. Watch. Okay, everything's fine.
I gotta tell you,
Why is it spicy?
Riley, your interpretation of that meme was a little gay because you made it sassier than it was growlier. You were like, why is it spicy?
Why is it spicy?
And listen, let's get loud, like J-Lo said. I'm just remembering when she sang at the inauguration.
Yeah. Let's get loud.
It was just so incredible to wrap a political statement inside of self-promotion.
Like, she didn't understand the assignment.
No, I support it.
Beyonce would have never.
But I support it. No. I just wish she had, like, taken her jacket off and, like, her fucking album art was, like, on the back of her shirt or something.
This one's for you, Joe.
I was gonna say that.
That was gay.
I went on the, I went on that date with Martin, who won.
I didn't know that.
Talked about it. We had like a really nice Zoom call, and then he sent a follow-up email and like songs on a Spotify playlist, and I have just completely dropped the ball.
Martin, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
But you know, he's coming to the UK soon, and I think you might have
16 months I'll be there.
In 16 months he'll be there, and you know, he'll surely slob on your knob.
Slob on your knob. Yeah. Like corn That's... on the...
And sucking dick, is that gay?
Is that gay?
I'm really mad that I'm not. I would be in San Francisco right now, probably eating dinner at a fun little restaurant.
What?
I forget the name of it. It's this
Thai food.
Yeah. Well, no, I forget what it is. But there's two of them, and they have this amazing salad, and I can't think of it at all. Anyway, yeah. It's called a tea leaf salad. And it's like
the tea leaves.
It's fermented tea leaves. I don't know. Kimchi told me about it. And then every time I go to San Francisco, I order from there or I go eat there. But it's like all the way up in the. Anyway, let's continue.
Will you describe Kimchi's TikTok account?
Oh, my God. I was just texting her about it yesterday. Kimchi Eats on TikTok. And she just goes to a bunch of different restaurants right now. Currently, they're all L.A. restaurants.
Which sounds like. The word cheats, but with two syllables.
Kim cheats. And she goes and orders a bunch of crazy foods. And well, not crazy. They're normal for.
But I like that. Foods. So she takes video of the whole thing, but then she edits it together on TikTok and she does the voiceover. So it's this very like, today I went to go this place in Silver Lake called The Jewel. And they have really great breakfast food. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And she's like, and then that's and it's because everyone knows Kimchi kind of doesn't have a lot of inflection in the way she speaks.
Right, it's like very deadpan. And she's just close on the mic.
Yeah, she's like right up on the bottom of her phone.
She's like, the poached eggs were the star. The chicken sandwich was the star.
Was the star of the dish.
I love that. All right, here's the last voicemail.
She'll never hear this. She doesn't listen.
Hey, sloppy fucks. On the last Tuesday episode, Meatball talked about once being a nanny and the whole dad fucking the babysitter fantasy.
Yes.
Well, this is sort of relevant to something that was brought up recently for me. I've been working with this one family for about 3 years now, and their kids still attend the summer camps that I organize. I've been friends with the parents, but have always maintained a professional relationship with them as well. The last personal conversation that the mom and I had just before the lockdowns, she told me that her and her partner opened up their marriage. The dad has always given me the flirtatious vibes as we've gotten to know each other over the years and has even asked me to hang out one-on-one a few times. They both have also had me hang out at their house late at night with just the two of them, but nothing sexy ever happened, even though that tension was there. So recently this family left town on vacation, but Dad texted me saying that he'll be back early before the rest of the family.
Mama,
not sure if that was an invite, but I told him maybe I could catch you after you get back. He said, sounds good. And then we just never spoke on it again. I never got a follow-up on their open marriage since I assumed that all stopped during the pandemic. This couple is really hot, but damn, I'm their kid's teacher. A tricky line to cross. Thoughts? Goodbye.
Suck that daddy. Suck that daddy right off. Suck his dick off of his body. No, don't do any. Don't do that.
No, I riddle me this. What purpose did the father have in letting you know he would be back early? Was there some sort of he borrowed a cooler for the family trip and had to
return
it?
That is the equivalent of sending a message to someone being like, "Hey, I'm going to be in your city."
Right. Like
not like a let's hang out. Just a, I'm going to be back early.
No, I disagree. I think the I'm going to be back early is his version of our marriage is newly open. I think it might be received as taboo if I'm hitting on people in a blatant way. So I am going to say I'm going to be back early if you want to hang out and put the ball in your court. If they have an open marriage, $20 says the wife told you it was open and reported back to her husband. I told you, or I told the teacher we have an open marriage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think that they know what's up and they are just being too timid because they don't want to cross that line.
Here's a question. Do they have, pink flamingos in their front yard or pineapples all
upside
over
down pineapples in their shopping carts?
That's how you would really know.
If you
and
think
that's
they're hot,
gay.
And that's heteronormative. No, I'm just kidding. If you think they're hot and you do want to sleep with one or both of them,
do it.
You have a professional and a personal relationship with them. I would actually say, like, hey, we should put this out on the table because I don't want to cross any boundaries, but I feel as though I'm getting some signals from you and I'm curious how you feel about acting on them.
Yeah. Or
what?
Fuck the daddy, get pregnant, then go to the 10-year-old and say, I'm your mommy now.
I think I'm the new mommy. I think we need to end the podcast now if you're going to start giving advice
your
like
that. Okay.
When now, you're good to mama.
Here's the thing. Also, the kid's 10, probably 11 now. Like, how long are you going to be their teacher? I would just wait until you're not the teacher in case shit goes south. You know what I mean?
Yeah, girl.
And then you're not the teacher, but you can still fuck the dad. And then you never have any connection
to
them again.
How much dick you're currently getting. If you're on a dry spell and the daddy dick is the one to jump on, make it happen. But if you are feeling like, okay, I don't know. Call in. Did that person who we
Yes. They didn't
call
in.
Do they want to come on the show?
Yes, they do. We have to email them back.
Okay. Well, we've made it to the end, Meatball. Two big pieces of news.
CDC said no more poppies.
And then also X-Tube is over.
X-Tube's been over.
I know, but it's actually literally not going to be a website anymore.
Well, all the good videos are gone. But it makes sense because like they can't verify everyone's age or anything in any of those videos anymore because it was basically YouTube, but for porn. So
can I show you the Double Scorpio Poppers commercial and you can react to it here because it comes out
on
this
Saturday
week.
On Monday
on okay. it'll be out on Wednesday.
Yes, play it.
Okay.
Play it for the kids in the back.
I'm gonna not share the audio. No, I know what we'll do. I'll share the audio for you, but I'll have Will mute the audio so they can't hear it. Because I don't want to ruin the surprise, but you can talk about it. Okay, are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. I remember I was very attracted to... I can't see it. I hear gurgling.
I know.
Oh, God, I hear a lot of gurgles.
You remember what?
But there was one person that I was like, was hot. I was very horny for one of the people in this video.
Okay, are you ready? You have to talk the whole time so people
know. Oh, my God,
happening.
It's a full minute and 3 seconds. Okay, so it's starting. It's lube coming out of a bottle. Okay, there's 4 gentlemen taking off their... Oh, my God. Okay, someone's using a silicone. There's a lot of foreskin in this video. There's 4... Oh, there's a pussy. One of the guys has a vagina. Oh, my goodness. They're lubing up toys. They're lubing up their huge dicks. There's some big dicks. They come in silicone and water base. One of them is definitely Dipper's type, and he's not. Oh, 2 camera angles on everybody. Oh, my God. They're all jerking off. They're all sticking things in different stuff. The font is very Sean Cody. He likes it slick. He likes it slippery. They're all just whacking these huge meat sticks. Ah, there's cum. Oh, my God. That one. Oh, my God. So he came and they come and then they say double Scorpio as they're coming. So they were coming and it said double Scorpio. Who is the hairy one with the big uncut one?
His porn name is Lobo.
I'm going to look that up.
Lobo Oso on Twitter.
Oh, Twitter.
Twitter. Do you like that, Meatball?
Yes, it was very good.
I think it's going to do well on Twitter.
Yes, it will. Thank you all for listening to this week's episode of Sloppy Seconds. Our number is 213-536-91.
No, I'm going to sing it. Our number is...
Take me to church, Silky.
213-536-9180.
Give it to me one more time. Give it to me one more time.
213. I forgot the word. 213.
I forgot the word.
536-9180.
Our email is sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. Don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday. You can follow us on Instagram at SloppyPod or our personal Instagram, Big Dipper Jelly and Spiciest Meatball. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Fat Drag Meatball. Dippers is Big Dipper Jelly because he, you know, does that stuff.
Don't try die on the drive home from San Francisco.
I will. Oh, my God. What if?
And like, this would be the time capsule.
Well, you know what would be crazy is this would be the time capsule and my birthday is next Tuesday. So it would really be like over.
God, can you imagine if it was the DM? It was your birthday when you went to the DMV today. You would have made a...
I would have literally taken a shit in my hand and smeared it on that fucking
plexiglass. How about this for ID? It's your doo-doo brown? Okay. Let's end.
Doodle-a-doot-doot forever dog. To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Will and Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.